fiscal cliff in the U.S. could hurt ministry, or could it? A campus ministry gets some good news at Tufts University, and it's part two of our series on non-traditional Christmas giving. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Would cutting the tax write-offs you get for donations help the United States avoid the fiscal cliff?
If it is taken away, it really doesn't result in a lot of additional funding for the U.S. government. It's really the entitlement areas that are the large areas.
Food for the Hungry's President Dave Evans says less funding means less dollars to share Christ and less help for the world's poor.
Reduced funding means it's a life or death situation, and that's really not the case for some of the large ticket items in our federal budget.
He likens it to a family budget.
You don't start with the small stuff if you're really in trouble. You have to start with the big stuff, the car payments, things like that.
Pray for U.S. decision makers.
Pray that they won't play chicken and then go over this cliff and blame it on each other. I really think this is an opportunity for our elected officials in Washington, D.C. to step up and lead the nation.
Next, a Swedish missionary is fighting for her life after being attacked in Pakistan. Two gunmen shot and critically wounded the 72-year-old believer as she came home from work. Multiple news sources confirm she's been airlifted home for specialist treatment, and her condition is listed as serious. No suspects have been identified yet, but officials say early suspicion points to a group linked with Al-Qaeda. Pray for the woman's complete healing and recovery. This is Mission Network News. Tufts University Christian Fellowship received some good news. The University Christian Fellowship chapter appealed a decision by Tufts University to de-recognize the chapter because they thought it discriminated against non-Christians when selecting leadership. Well, that decision was overturned. Now a new policy has been created allowing religious groups to maintain religious requirements for their leaders. Pray they'll be effective in sharing Christ. Next, are you looking for non-traditional ways to give this Christmas season? MNN's Ruth Kramer has a story right up your alley. It's part two of our five-part series this week.
Christmas focuses on joy, peace, and hope. But for 2 million kids in the United States, someone is missing. Crossroad Bible Institute's Dr. David Scheringa explains.
The prison and jails constitute the largest mission field in North America.
CBI mentors prison inmates who are studying the Bible. The group also offers a similar study program called Manga Messiah to the inmates' kids.
This comic style is language of the kids. It's a story of the life of Christ, and then we have 10 Bible study lessons.
Instructors correct the lessons and send them back to the kids along with encouraging notes. The interaction provides both guidance and discipleship. It's an investment of both time and funds, but really, it's all about the harvest of hope. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at what to get the person who already has everything. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And how many times this Christmas season have you heard somebody say, I just want to do something for someone this Christmas, someone who really needs it? Well, this year, Buckner International is giving you a chance to do just that with their Christmas gift catalog for orphan kids. Buckner's Steve Massey says for as little as $10, you can help.
You can do a $10 gift that can help feed a family. A $25 gift can buy a pair of shoes for an orphan. Or a $75 gift can help send a foster care child to summer camp.
If Christians like you don't get involved, some kids will go without. While providing a gift is important at Christmas time, Massey says,
everything that we do has a foundation of faith with it. And with that, there's always numerous opportunities to share the gospel. In addition, you know, we pray every day that people will see Jesus in us and we will truly be the hands and feet of Jesus.
To give joy to the world, we'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and we'll send you this CD. Help create new memories this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.